AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Payne Bondi's out as U.S. Attorney General. In a statement, Bondi calls the job the honor of a lifetime and says she'll be working over the next month to transition the post to Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, one of President Trump's former personal lawyers. He'll become acting Attorney General. Donna Warder has more.
Two people familiar with the matter say President Trump discussed privately firing Bondi and replacing her with Lee Zeldin, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. Sources say in those conversations, Trump discussed his ongoing frustration with Bondi over the handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files, as well as hurdles the Justice Department has faced while investigating Trump's perceived enemies. Donna Warder, Washington.
Iran today fired more missiles at Israel and Gulf Arab states, demonstrating Tehran's continued ability to attack after President Trump again claimed in his address to the nation last night that the threat from the country has been nearly eliminated. John Gambrell reports Iran maintains a chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world's oil and natural gas usually flows.
We don't know if Trump is going to be willing to use force and ground troops to reopen the strait. Right now, energy shipments are just disrupted around the world, and we've seen Brent crude, that benchmark oil price, just spike by about 5% in the immediate aftermath of the speech. That shows that markets are concerned that this war is going to drag on, and everything we've heard from Trump suggested he was asking the American people for patience, meaning this war is not yet over.
Stocks largely recovered from early losses and closed with a weekly gain. The S&P finished the day up about 0.1%, the Nasdaq 0.2%, but the Dow fell, losing 61 points. Stock markets will be closed tomorrow for Good Friday. Jobless claims fell last week and mortgage rates are up again. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.46%. This is AP News. An ancient and priceless golden helmet from Romania, stolen from a Dutch museum, has now been recovered.
The intricate gold Cotto Funesti helmet dates back some 2,500 years and is one of Romania's most revered national treasures. It was on display at the small Trents Museum in the eastern Netherlands city of Assen on the last weekend of a six-month stint when thieves broke in and grabbed it and three golden bracelets. Robert Van Lang from the Trets says the helmet and two of the bracelets have been recovered since yesterday.
We can hardly imagine what this must feel like in Romania. For our colleagues at the National History Museum in Bucharest and for all Romanians. It is wonderful that the helmet and two of the bracelets, of the three bracelets, are now returning to where they belong.
The search for the missing bracelet continues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.